two teams have come out onto the field. The black and whites of Hull FC, the Castleford Tigers have got a change strip for the Super 8s, a grey number with the amber and black trim as well. And Castleford are going to get us underway. They're defending the Weldon Lane end, the Weldon Road end at this ground. They'll be attacking that end in the second half. Hull will be attacking the open terrace in the second half where all their fans are amassed. It's all set for a crack. Here come Hull on the back of a penalty here. Going and trying to go through, and they will score. And it's Richard Whiting who slices through. It was nice work from Sneed who got the pass away. But Whiting on top form at the moment, and he's over. It's an early lead for Hull FC.
Worst possible start for the Cast Tigers in their home game, their home debut in the Super 8. They gave away the penalty, which was around the 40-metre mark, for a little bit of over-exuberance in the tackle, delaying the play of the ball too long.
He will look now to add the extras, left footed, so it's the right side for him. He'll come forward, sends it on its way, and he makes no mistake. It is 6 points to nil. And like you said, a perfect start for Hull, not so much so for the Castleford Tigers. Running across the 20, short pass for Watts, dumps it out the back for Abdul. Great rugby from the black and whites, but Whiting just couldn't get on the end of the pass, and Abdul had to go to ground with the ball. Here's Houghton looking out the back. They've got numbers here, and Rankin steps in and will score. Second try for the black and whites in the opening 5 minutes. Dream start for Radford's men. Hull, they've come to play and they lead by 10 points to nil.
Yeah, again, what I suggested to you is that Hull FC are coming looking for Luke Gayle. On that occasion, they caught him twice. The first break on the right-hand side was through Luke Gayle, and then the second play there, one of the Castleford defenders slipped onto the floor, and it was Rankin using that good pace and that acceleration.
Here they come. Sneed straight between the middle. 12 points to nil. 15 away. Last one. We'll play it now. Here's Gayle coming down the short side. Little grubber kick through for Cardi. Oh, he's lost. He's gone backwards. And Shenton will score. Cardi has created the try. And Shenton has finished it off in the corner. Robert Hicks happy the ball went backwards. And Castleford are back in the game. It's Cast 4, Hull 12.
Yeah, sighs of relief all round. I use the word palpable again. The anxiety was palpable around us. But Castleford have started to get their act together. They've started to get some good goal forward, and on that occasion they came down the left-hand side again. The ball into the hands of Gayle, everything looked like it had been shut down, but a very astute little kick by Gayle in behind the Hull FC defenders was chased most keenly by Carney.
Here's Gayle, high kick for Lynham. Carney's after him, and Carney's forced the ball free, and it's going to be a try for Shenton! What a double act! Tom Lynham absolutely poleaxed by the beast that is Justin Carney, and the ball comes flying out. Shenton's quickest to react. Back-to-back tries for the Cast captain. It's Cast 8, Hull 12.
Well, I just think Cast Tigers there, it wasn't probably the best kick other than it got plenty of height on it and allowed that left winger, Justin Carney, to get forward. Once he got going forward, I think Lynham's only thought was Carney's coming at me. I think he was aware of that rhinoceros charge coming at him, and I think that played a big part in spilling the ball.
Gayle, it's another scruffy kick, but this time it has gone over the top. It's Cast 10, Hull FC 12. 15 away, far side of the ground. They're going to spin it now for Finn. Looks for the crossfield kick. Shenton's after it, looking for the hat-trick. He's caught it! He can't get it down! Yes, he can! It's going to be a hat-trick for Michael Shenton, and Castleford have the lead on the stroke of half-time. They lead by 14 points to 12.
Coming from that aerial attack again, and it was Shenton. We said your kick is only as good as the chase, and it was Shenton who made that a perfect kick, catching the ball, turning out. It looked like he was going to be held up and not be able to get the ball down, but again he showed a lot of good strength and know-how. He was able to wriggle from trying to put the ball down to the right of his body. The ends to the sets have been very controlled, and it'll now bring them another 2 points.
It does indeed, and it's 16 points to 12 here at the Menderhurst Jungle. Ball as the hooter goes here. Last tackle, they're going to spin it out wide. Could be late drama. Sneed, that did look forward. Great offload out the back, and then he dumps the ball out for Michaels, going for the corner. He's in! He is over the line, and maybe Hull are not done and dusted. Great finish from Steve Michaels. Gibson should have done better in the tackle, and we're all level with a Sneed kick to come, and the hooter's gone. It's 16 all. To put Hull back in front at half time. large section of Castleford fans, and they're quiet, which means this kick is good, and it is good from the touchline. Mark Snead has given Hull FC maybe a surprise lead at the break. And at half time, Andy Kelly, Castleford 16, Hull FC 18.
Yeah, fantastic first half. It's had lots of thrills and spills. It's been
10 away. Castle yet to create anything here. They're going to go to their left hand side with Finn out the back for Gale. They've got numbers. It's a poor pass, and Lynham's picked it up. And Lynham might well go the distance here. Lynham, he's going to race 80 metres to score. Luke Gale's pass, an absolute shocker. And it's two tries in 2 minutes either side of half time. And the Black and Whites extend their lead. They lead 22-16. Mark Snead back to post, comes round the corner, will kick it straight between the middle. He's 4 from 4 tonight, and it's Castleford 16, Hull FC 24. As the ball's been stolen by Holmes, one-on-one, and Rankin couldn't get the ball away. Lynch gets it out wide, here's Shenton going for his fourth try. He's going to get it again, he's over! Shenton, unstoppable tonight, but credit Oliver Holmes, a one-on-one steal. And Castleford are back in it. Cast 20, Hull FC 20.
He stripped him clean of the ball. Fred Lynch. Lynch then had enough presence of mind to draw in what covered had reacted to that play and give the ball to Shenton.
It's Gale to try to turn 4-6 on its way, and the flags go up. 2-point ball game again. Yeah, half an hour left. Here now, down the middle, is Moores, dumps it out the back, chance here, if Millington can offload it, American football passes it to Holmes, Holmes has got Gale, Gale will score, Castleford are back in front, what a pass from Millington, and Holmes and Gale did the rest, it's 26-24 Castleford.
Yeah, again, great play by Castleford, keeping the ball alive, supporting and anticipating well there.
4-6 and the 2-point lead into 4, the fans like it. And it's 4 from 5 for Luke Gale. 28 points to 24. Real game here. In front, the Castleford fans will know he's got it. The cheer goes round. The touch judges raced over that far post. They were watching it. But it went over. 30 points to 24. Across the field for Lynham. Carney's gone and caught it in the air. And Carney's away. Carney over halfway. Lynham after him. Carney over the 30. Tackled 20 away. Didn't panic the big fella. And Gale wants it played quickly. There's a big prostate for Webster. And Gibson will score. That is game, set and match for the Castleford Tigers. And they are in at the corner. Surely, surely they win now. The Super 8s has got off to a superstar. Been a good night for Gale. 5 from 6. Can he make it 6 from 7? Yes, he can. Chucking a try as well. It's another 16-point haul for the Cass halfback. Little kick forward here from Snead. Gibson's allowed it to bounce, and Logan's going to score. Maybe this game is not all over yet. That was poor from Gibson. He let the ball bounce, and the try is given underneath the post. It's going to be 36-28. Kick to come for Snead. He's just going to drop goal it. He does. It's 36-30.
No time wasted there by LFC, so we're still going to get some excitement.
No rush for Castleford. Their Super 8s campaign gets off to a winning start. They win by 36 points to 30. End-to-end stuff.